Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor C again with a faith nugget for you. Praise God. Listen, this week we're talking about getting the word rooted in you. Amen. And today I want us to focus on that critical thing, and that is meditation. Meditation. God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do what is written. And then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. In Psalm 1, the word of God says, he meditate the word day and night, the law. He meditate the law day and night, and he shall become a tree planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth its fruit in due season. Bring forth the fruit in due season. Praise God. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 15, the word of God says, meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Amen. The most critical part is you got to meditate the word day and night. You got to meditate the word. You got to set aside time. You got to move away from things. Praise God. That's so important. Why? Because you got to have the time to meditate that word. To meditate that word. Why? You got a goal. You got to get this word rooted in you. You got to leave the television alone. You got to leave certain people alone. You got to, commit not to go to certain places and do certain things. Why? Because you got to get the word rooted in you. You got to set aside time. You got to be committed. Praise God. I got to get the word rooted in me. I got to get the word rooted in me. Why? Because Satan is coming to steal it. He is coming to steal it. Amen. And if he can't steal it, praise God, then he only got three weapons that he is going to use against you. Persecution, affliction, and tribulation. Jesus said, once you receive the word with joy, but you don't have it rooted in you, Satan is sending three things against your life. Persecution, affliction, tribulation, to what? Manipulate you to get discouraged and give up. Amen.